Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lo. Make it do what it do.
Been running, is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up for me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned it all around, got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I got me saying amen. Girl, you look...
Hi, welcome to 2024. I want to say amen, because God has blessed us to come through 23 and the many years before, from the time you stepped on this earth through birth, or your born day. To be here in 2024, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Happy Hour Talk. And it's truly an opportunity where you can share some happy talk. It's over some cocktail if you choose to have a libation along with the happy things that's in your life. And we want to talk about it today. Our call-in number for tonight's show is 347-857-4192. We repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, location, you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as we talk about happy things over a cocktail, whether it's water or whatever libation that you have. Also, you can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have an opportunity to tweet the show at WBSW Radio, at Zeta Vice Signal with underscore of 10, and at Lorenzo D. Smith 15. Our live broadcast is on six devices today. We're excited about having the opportunity to share this live with many, many individuals through the social media. That's why we are WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're the first one to come and put all this together. We're blessed. That's the way God planned this. You can check us out on Big Go Live. That's at Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. That's Facebook.com/DRL.D. Alberto Smith. Instagram. We have 2 channels that's working, but what we're going to do, we only want to focus on one today, and I thank the Lord to be able to bring this opportunity, because we partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, and that's Z-Squad Greenville, 1931. Also, we have President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and on TikTok Live, at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, on Truth. Post on Truth Social at WBSW Radio, the internet station 23, and on Tumblr Live, we have at Dr. Lo Smith - blog, and roughly you have at WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. It's truly a blessing. And time to time, we go to Twitter. We go to Twitter, and we mentioned earlier how you can connect with Twitters. But we also broadcast live, Lorenzo D. Smith 15. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers. I want you to hear me very well. listeners and watchers in 41 countries. And we're so excited because we get a chance to be on 6 continents. I truly, truly want to give a shout out to Javonda over in Syria. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, it is awesome to have. We know they're in Syria, over in the Middle East. They're checking us out. Thank you so much for part of this. God has blessed us so many ways. In all the 6 continents, we have all some type of listener or watcher. So thank you so much for taking time. You can register for WBSW Radio giveaways. We give away a whole thing. What we actually do is send your name along with a means of transaction like Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. Send us one of those. And we put you, attach with your name, put it in the raffle. When we wrap all things, we can make sure we get. Because we could be wrapping off $100. We could be wrapping off $50. We're going to be wrapping off $20. Or we may sow a seed with you and send you $20 or send you $50. See, God has blessed us. But in our raffle, we have prizes like this. We have a, and it's coming up for, we end the month of January. Sponsor and promise me he's going to make sure. We have 3 international trips that we're going to pay for the hotel stay, 5 nights and 6 days. And you take care of your amenities, your travel there, your food and everything. We're going to give you the hotel. The value of this hotel trip, these 3 international, just one of them, the first trip is going to be to Paris, France. We're going to wrap off Paris, France. Then our 3rd trip, international, will be to Bali. 5 nights and 6 days. We pay for the hotel stay. So get your name in. If you're on any one of the social media outlets, what I need for you to do is type in your name and the comment part. And if a means of transaction you want to attach to, that's fine. If you don't, that's all right as well. But make sure you get your name so we can put you in the raffle. Now, those 3 international trips are just only the beginning of what we're doing in 2021. God has blessed us. We've come a long way. From 2017, on September the 27th, we had 1 show. And we were excited to have that 1 show. Now we have 21 shows. And we're excited about being on just about every night in the week, except on the weekend. We're excited because God has blessed us one more time. This is his vision. And everything that's happening is because of him. That's his plan for me in my life, but also for this radio station, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number 1, and we're excited to tell you that because we're being blessed in so many ways. We also want you to keep in mind to register in our giveaways for things like gift cards, food vouchers. We also take an opportunity to share books that we purchased from our authors, and many authors that have been on the show. And I don't know where we start, but we're going to start giving out some books. And this book is important. And if you want a copy of this book, and the book is entitled How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. A young man, the camera, Trey Johnson, came on here. This is his book. And he gives you all the ins and outs of dealing with financial aid. You can get a copy of this if you just send me, whether it's text, whatever means you can connect with me and say, I want a copy of this book right here. It won't cost you nothing. I'll pay for the postage. That's not a big deal. I want you to have this book because you can help your children. You can help yourself. You can help your grandchildren. You can help your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father, grandparents, whoever. That wants your cousin that wants to find out about financial aid. Because there have been some changes coming, dealing with financial aid coming now in 2024. When everybody is registering for the fall of 2024, your FAFSA even gonna change. There are some things that's changing with that. We're gonna have a show on FAFSA. We're gonna have a show on financial aid. I'm gonna bring Brother Trey Johnson to talk with you as well. We're going to share the word to this time. So we're going to be giving this away. So if you want a copy of it, just send me through text or through the communication you connect in the raffle. Let me give a shout. shout out to several people that's joined us because it's always good to see those individuals. We have Caroline that's joined us. Thank you so much. You have Beauty that's joined us. Thank you. We have Tasima Jackson. Happy New Year to all of you. Tasima, thank you so much for joining us. We also have Javanna joining us. Thank you so much. And she's over Syria. I know she, that's where she are. And thank you so much. In the military, thank you so much. And then you also have many others that are joining us. And Shirley, Barr, Mimi, Lefty, Connie Trimbles. Let me kind of remove this and come on, get all out of the way. I'm going to follow you. Okay, I follow you. Okay, get out of the way. You're in my way here. Come on. Maybe head out and go back to it. Okay, let's get back here. We'll get Shirley out of the way. Shirley is in the way. We got to get her out of the way. We got to remove her. Counsel is with her. Come on, Shirley, you got to get on. But she's here, and we're going to continue to see the movement. We need you to send some hearts up. I see only one heart. I need for you to send a heart up. You got a way, just click on the heart and send it to me. Thank you so much. Truly, it's awesome to be able to have you here. Now, see, our show title tonight is Relationships Sleek Divorce. Relationships Sleek Divorce. And you're probably asking in your mind what the world he's talking about. See, it's important that we understand that a lot of things go along with being in a marriage. And there's a lot of things happening now more so in modern times than it did happen during the traditional time. Single Jackson will give you a shout out. Say, it's always a pleasure. She said, it's always a pleasure to watch your show. Hey, thank you so much, Fatima. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We talk about relationship and sleep divorce. We're talking about first you have to be married. So when you make a commitment, sign a contract to be married, it's a legal binding contract. And that contract, only way it can be broken is to be filed through the court system. And however, since some people are seeing things different, this what this term come up, sleep divorce. If you know what it is, type in the answer. But I'm going to give you the definition of sleep divorce. And sleep divorce is a phrase used to describe the trend of couples choosing to sleep apart, or sleep in separate places or separate beds. See, despite living under the same roof. That's what sleep divorce is. It was amazing. I heard the content of Arthur was taught to stay together but live apart. So it's called sleep divorce. You're in the house, you're in the same house, but you choose to sleep in separate beds despite living under the same roof. And that's something that's happening more in the modern day. Now, but I want to take something back, and a lot of you are probably not aware of this. You go back and check out some of the shows from the 50s and 60s and the family show, you'll notice that the sleep arrangement for those husband and wife was separate beds. So that sleeping, it's returning to that in this modern time. Traditionally, that is the way it worked. Now, if you've seen it occur and it works for those people, awesome. But it doesn't really work. Because you made a commitment, you didn't make a commitment to sleep alone. You could have stayed in the single mode, and you could sleep alone. Well, you don't have to have the time. So that's something you have to consider. See, when you're talking about sleep divorce, is why it paints a dramatic picture of trouble in paradise situation. That's what it paints. Trouble in paradise situation. And we have to keep in mind the moment behind this trend. See, this trend that just began is benign. That means that it's eventually growing too much. In fact, it's firmly rooted in practicalities and science. Some people think that's the best way. Thank you. I see someone just commented, gave a comment, and made a click there, and I'll make sure I addressed that, and many of us want to come on live. We do love, we would love to have you on live, but what we try to do is try to keep our live to the call-in number. And our call-in number is 347-857-4192. That way I can have you live and you can truly be and share your thoughts because you get a chance to talk with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. You have to press 1 after you dial that number, 347-857-4192. Press, see, even if it's present in your relationship, no one should know what goes on in your home. If you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage, you should, everybody should know your news or your business. Not only they can know that, they have to, you have to share. So if you're choosing to do that, it's okay. But you got to understand, when it get out, the picture will be trouble in paradise. So is that you? Truly, God has blessed us one more time to come to you. Again, we want you to use one of the social media sites to view what we're doing. Whatever, if it's Instagram, that's Z-Squad Greenville 1981. If it's Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL Diaberto Smith. On Tumblr Live, that's Dr. Lowe Smith -blog. On Big Go Live, check us out at WBSW Radio, the internet station, with the number 23. Thank you so much for being a part of that. And then also, you have an opportunity to check us out on TikTok. And on TikTok, we recite it because you also can go to Dr. Lowe L. Diaberto Smith. Thank you so much. As we move forward with why more people are considering a sleep divorce, one of the key things you can truly say is that people are considering this because a third of Americans choose to sleep away from their partner to avoid nighttime disruption, like snoring, insomnia, difference in alarm times. That's based on the research by American Academy of Sleep Medicine. People snore will keep you up all night, especially if you don't snore. People who have insomnia who stays up all night, moving around, want to watch TV, that keeps you up. Then that's a different alarm time that you're clicking. You got to get up at 4 in the morning and your spouse don't get up till 8 in the morning. Truly, those create sleep divorce. We'll give a shout out to our first sponsor. We always try to make sure we give them a shout because they're doing some awesome things to make sure we're successful. And we're excited to have those sponsors. They're purchasing ads, you know, making sure they support us and keep us afloat. And we're so glad to have them as a part of what we're trying to do. It's amazing, as always, when we get into the show. But we're going to give a shout out to L&T Stalwart Lawn Services, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Hard work.
South Central Alabama. So we give a shout out to Mr. Tony Stallworth. You can go to Facebook and find Anthony Stallworth and send him a direct message. See how he can serve you. We truly thank you. You want to give him a call at 334-300-74001. It's important that you connect with them. Now, the next question that we want to focus on is, how do I ask for a sleep divorce? There are some people that want a sleep divorce, but they don't know how to do it. This is some tips. These are some tips to make the conversation of sleep divorce easier. First of all, you got to pick the right time. That's with any kind of conversation, you must pick the right time. It's just like talking about finance. Anything that upsets you, discuss it. Have regular check-ins, making sure you communicate with each other to make sure you understand where we're going. Have stay flexible to change. So you got to be ready for change. A lot of people are not ready for change. So those four things will put you in a position to have an effective conversation. And that's what relationships are all about. Marriages, intentional relationship, or intentional dating. You must be able to pick the right time to bring things into play and discuss. Make sure you have options. You know, discuss all your conversation publicly. Have regular check-ins. You want to ask about it. You know, we're good with everything. We want to work on it, what we need to work on. And stay flexible. Don't ever get caught where you can't be flexible. This leads you to ask the question, is sleep divorce good or bad? I'm asking you that question. Is sleep divorce good or bad? That's sleeping in separate beds, sometimes in separate rooms. Good or bad? And I want you to draw your conclusion. If you're not sure, just from this statement I'm about to share with you. See, sleep divorce is a practice that allows individuals to prioritize their sleep needs. Remember we talked about earlier where people can disrupt nighttime or your sleep time. It could be because they're snoring so loud that you can't stand it. Insomnia, they can't go to sleep at all. They're sitting up looking at the walls. Or their alarm time is different from your alarm time, and they have their set, and they may have a set 3 or 4 opportunities. And when it goes off, they go to snooze. So they want to get 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes, 10 more minutes. So that leads to that idea. So do you think that sleep practice is a good thing for a situation that you may be in? Or you may see might happen in the future with you. Because it's a practice that allows you to prioritize your sleep needs while maintaining your relationship. And a key thing to it, that's why we ask you the question, do you think it's good or bad? It can improve your financial and your social well-being and increase relationship satisfaction. Is it good or bad? It's a choice you have to make. It's a choice you have to decide on. It may work for some people, but it may not work for what your belief is. And having conversations about this is really important. Too many times we just want to do things then expect our spouse or our mate to just go along with it. You need to have a conversation with them. Here goes of the story. Listen to what their point of view is, because if you do not listen to them, it can turn into something bigger than you really think it is. Let's give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. Co-owners, his brother Marvin Lala Smith and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers,
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out at Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 06 West, Georgiana, Alabama. And the number to contact the co-owners is 334-549-0950. So give them a shout-out and just check and see what's going on. Our next segment will focus on reasons why you should consider a sleep divorce. I'm giving you what it is and why people are considering. This is some reasons you might consider a sleep divorce. This is according to Harris and his research. He talks about you may want to consider sleep divorce when you and or your partner have different sleep patterns. These are some things. And schedule. Some people may be a night owl. Some people may be early bird. Are they light sleepers and alarm interrupt sleep? That's when you want to consider it. Snore loudly. Make a lot of wild sleep. Move a lot while they sleep. Some people like to move. They turn right, step. They like to kick. They like to do a lot of things. These are things you have to identify. You may consider that new trend of sleep divorce so you can get a good night of sleep. Have different preference. Bedding state, set the temperature. The other side and part of that bed might have the lumbar adjustment. You have many things that cause you to look at it. So we have to take all this in consideration when we may even consider it. Will this work for you? And it might not work for you. Whatever you choose to look at. Lucian Pearson, thank you so much. Angel Avalos, thank you for joining us. We have, I look like 1-9D John Class. Thank you for joining us. This is Closed Bar, DeVos. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. And it's truly a blessing to come before you. Next title format we want to look at, along with our title, we want you to be a part of the show by joining WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We want you to join us by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lawrence Lee as we talk about relationships, sleep, divorce. And we truly want you to be a part. You also, if you want to join us in regards to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDSW Internet Talk Radio, and you can just listen to the show, and it'll still be a live show, and you'll also have an opportunity if you want to call in, and you can share your thoughts everywhere. Next thing, these are some tips. Successful sleep divorce. a trial. See, you don't have to take an all or nothing approach right away. Try to see how it works. Don't work. Listen to your mate or your spouse and say, this is not working. Sleep divorce is not working. You sleeping in a separate bed or a separate room does not work. And truly, again, if that's the best approach, and you think that's best, then you probably should have chosen not to come together and do a binding contract. So you can only get a divorce when you're married. You can't divorce when you got a girlfriend or boyfriend. You just quit each other. So we're talking about the ultimate favorable outcome when you're intentional dating and relationship, and that's to be married. And the divorce comes through the process. You can't, you know, people say some states recognize cut it is. It's not just all of a sudden, oh, we come along just so we can benefit from one another. So truly, truly focus on, is this what you choose? Give a shout out to Sara, Miss Terry Joan Edmonds. Thank you so much for joining us, Sara, for being here and being a part of member of Jacob I. Victor Sorority Incorporated. Give her a shout out. Our next title that we want to kind of focus on, how do you fix a topic? How do you fix my sleep divorce or divorce sleep? It's going to take each partner who prefer a different temperature when sleeping, consider a temperature control mattress top. Remember I said about that you can get a mattress top, control the temperature. If a person that's snoring and is keeping one partner awake at night, you might want to try a noise machine called a white noise machine or an app on your phone to deal with your snoring. Or you might get some earplugs. That might help. Get a lot of exercise together before bedtime. That way you're so tired, you're worn out, then you can go to sleep like you need to go. Truly, that's a blessing to be able to kind of see there is some outlets. It's not all one size fit all. We're going to give a shout out to our next sponsor. God bless us one more time to allow our sponsors to be here and just be supportive of what we're trying to do. That's Soap Gems from Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344.
You know, sometimes things are acting.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by...
I want you to call Soap Gym from Jackson and Grace, and you can give them a call at 251-364-1344. I'm sorry, 369-1344. Give Jennifer Jackson a call. Go to Facebook, and if someone can type them in, you can get exactly what you want in the form of a soap or perfume scent. They have that common sea salt. You can just take a bath with it. There's just so many things you can do. We give a shout out to my friend, Brother E. DeWall Jr. Thank you, Brother Bruce. Brother Bruce E. DeWall Jr., member of 586 Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much, brother, for being here and being a part of this today. We have a couple of things that we want to focus on. We want to discuss, is sleep divorce healthy? We have mentioned how it can be fixed. We can see how it benefits you and a lot of things. But is it healthy? According to Dr. Ali, says sleep divorce can benefit couples in a number of ways, including increased comfort. See, when couples sleep in different rooms, they're able to control the temperature and the environment of their own sleep area, which could lead to greater overall comfort while getting a good night's rest. So we have to keep that in mind. That's based on Dr. Ali saying. Then also said, with clear communication and a secure relationship, sleep divorce can be extremely healthy. That's a choice you have to make. And if that works for you all, I say hurrah to you. Congratulations. And there's nothing wrong with it because you have to try some things because there are some pros and cons that goes along with everything. So we're going to talk about the pros and cons of trying a sleep divorce. So that maybe you'll consider hearing what we've got to share with you. But we want you to be part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask me a location and chat with Dr. Rosenstein as we talk about relationship, sleep, divorce on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Give a shout out to TriStat LLC, one of our major sponsors. Definitely dealing with our hotel stay. Just let them share their advertisement.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. You can give them a receipt, help you put that final report in when you have to go and submit. There's a way to go along to those grantors and to help discuss what you're doing, how you use the funding, how successful your program is. Mr. William Scott can be reached at 334-320-5438. So William Scott, give him a call at TriStat LLC. We need to give them a shout out and tell them thank you for making it available so we can give away what we have given away in regards to hotel stay. He's one of the sponsors. Each one of these individuals put something in to support what we're trying to do. Thank you so much. As we get ready to look at our last few topics, what are the pros and cons of trying to sleep divorce? One of the things is, a pro would be improve the relationship. See, being well rested helps increase the ability to emotionally regulate. Part of our well-being is emotional well-being or emotional IQ or emotional maturity. And this opportunity to have this, when you get that good night rest, that puts you in a better state of mind and your body and your soul in a better state, puts you at peace. So you have to make sure this can help you. It helps you emotionally regulate, decrease irritability. See, some people are so irritable, could be at could be at home or just driving a car. Improve mood. You improve your mood. So you feel better. You smile more. You have patience with others. This is what this sleep divorce can do for you if that's a choice that you make. Problem solver. Problems out better. So you can solve those problems a lot better when you can have an opportunity to kind of relax and look at things in a mature manner. See, maturity is important. So that's why you have to work hard on being mature in all phases of your well-being, not just one or two. Don't be working on your health, counting your, making sure your body in order, going to the doctor, trying to be in the best fit. Mentally, you're attending school, but emotionally, you're immature. You cooperate on feelings. It ain't about feelings. It's about what you think and believe. And then your spiritual aspect, you try to make sure just because you go to church one time a week, that's where the church. See, church is in you. So your spiritual well-being got to be in the one, and financial well-being. Don't spend more than you actually have available. Too many people spend a lot of time dealing with financial crisis because they're too pretty much illiterate in regards to finance. See, you have to put things in place and make sure, and then you teach your children. See, that's where you develop a sense of growth in your family financially. You teach your children everything you know to be successful. The next thing they consider to be a pro is intense intimacy. See, some couples have spontaneous intimacy in the bedroom, where sleep divorce forces couples to make emotional and sexual intimacy a priority. See, you make it a priority. It also helps in your overall better quality, better sleep quality. See, sometimes when you sleep in different areas, individuals can create their own tranquility, their bedtime routine, without disruption from their mate. And the next thing is, sometimes as a con, it prevents resentment. So you got to be able to communicate about it. You got to understand and say, communicate with your mate, saying that I'm not able to be at my best in the morning because, tell you one of the biggest things I have to deal with is I got to deal with not being able to sleep well at night. So I need this time. Give a shout out to RQLK3333 joining us. Thank you so much for doing that and being a part of this right here. And I see individuals have pressed the request, but we're moving it because our time is just sometimes so tight that we have to call it. And you can call in. Now, let me give you a call in if you want to share some thoughts. Now, our call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits or your cell. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lawrence D. Smith about some of these topics. So you truly, truly can move forth on it. By sleep divorce, you can prevent resentment. You're not going to be, you won't build up quickly because you have addressed the issues. Sleep divorce prevent to the point where you dislike your mate because you kept me up all night. You want to say resent. Another thing, it is awareness of bigger issues. When sleep health, see, that's one thing when we talk about sleep, we talk about health. See, your sleep truly, truly helps you on your health. So same number, the number is 347, I see one of the requests, 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1, we'll make you live, you can share yourself. Be aware of the last promo, because we have to give out to this organization, that's Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And truly, truly, what we want to say to them, thank you. Thank you for all of your good. We want to give a shout-out to many of the Greek letter organizations coming up for Founders Day. On January 5th, which is tomorrow, we have the Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Truly, truly is good. It was founded in 1911. So you're talking about 113 years to those brothers of K.A. Psi. Also on the 9th, we give a shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, founded in 1914. So they're excited about having an opportunity of 110 years in existence. And then we're coming with the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated on January the, I'm going to get it right, 13th or 15th. I'm going to get it right. Thank you, 15th, because the Delta's on the 13th. Delta's on 13th. So Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, having their founded, they are they've been here a while, 1908. So you're talking about 116 years. Give a shout out to those young ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. J13, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, will be having their founders. They founded in 1913. So truly, truly want to give them a shout, 111 years. And last but not least, my sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, the final woman to it, J16, January 16. Those sisters will be celebrating 104 years. Congratulations to each and every one of us, the Phi Nine. Some celebrating in November and December, and now we have the what we call from January 9th up to January 16th. This is truly the group from Howard University. Truly happy Founders Day to each and every one of you all. May God continue to bless you to do this service, do the projects, and be the leaders you can be in the community. Happy Founders Day to each and every one of you all. We have a WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're excited. And Dr. Larissa B. Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we're excited to celebrate that 110 years. God is so good. He's brought us a mighty long way. So we want to continue to do the work and do what we have to do to represent those brothers and those sisters of the Divine Nine. Truly, thank you so much. Wanted to give that shout out because we're moving forward to the closing time. We have a show planned tomorrow, and that's a Balling with the Doc. It is the talk sport show with Swag, and we focus on all the sports, high sports topics that occur during the week or for the 2 week span, because we do it every 2 weeks. So check us out tomorrow. We're really excited about having the opportunity to come before you tomorrow. And we have an early show. It's a 3:30 show. So we're really excited about coming to talk with you, Balling with the Doc. Check us out. That's 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're excited to come before you with an awesome show about the hottest sports topic. Check us out on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Is that Giancarlo. Give a shout out to Connie Smith. This is my brother. Thank you so much. Biological youngest brother, Connie Lee Smith. Thank you so much, my brother, for checking us out and being a part of this today. It's been so good that he has blessed us one more time. And as we play our last promo, as I said to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, this is their promo.
It is the
you the pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma. Indeed, a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Delta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Delta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Delta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Delta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Thank you for being here and being a part. Happy Founders Day to you. And that's coming directly from WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So God has blessed us one more time. I ask you to send your hearts up. We like to send more hearts and more hearts up. I know that on TikTok there's a lot of people sending hearts up. So truly, truly, you know, we'll see if the request is being made again. I'm going to see, can I get them back on? This young lady, she's in Syria. So I know her time is different, and I'm trying to get them up. So like we're not going to get them. So as we close out, I want everybody to think about how God has blessed you as we're going into 2022. I'm not asking you to share with me what you plan on doing. All I'm asking you to do is do what you have to do. Prioritize your well-being. Make sure you get in order. Prioritize your family. The number one prioritize God. And you make sure your family comes out there. Then your work in your community. Never put your work and community ahead of God, because God has blessed us in so many ways. And we're too excited to let him, you know, sell him short. We want him to be just like he is. He has a plan for us. And truly, now I see that Winyazard is unable to join us. Thank you for making the request. I was trying to find one more as we get ready to close out. You know, like every time we get an opportunity, time goes so fast. But we want to tell you we love you. It's from our hearts. And truly, our heart is big enough to love each and every one of you. We'll give TechnoKZ81 a shout out to you for being a part of this. It's from our heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Four is L-O-V-E. Four. Understanding. And truly, truly make it do what it do. That's a hashtag. God has blessed us. We got this. And we truly thank you for joining us. So check us out tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. All with the God. The sports talk show is swag. And we're going to hit some of the hottest topics. We just ask you to just be safe so you can be back with us tomorrow. We're going to do the same thing on this end. And it's exciting to come for you. But as we say, we close out. We don't own the rights to this music. But we want to play this so you truly, truly can understand where we're coming from. This is, we want to blow that whistle because we're going to be doing some sports tomorrow.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Where the mic spit one? Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga T got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the buzz. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone, your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills, it goes down for real. Don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A., ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. He got her from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Brooklyn where the young kids like me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.